This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me on the program this morning, Abigail James and Braden James, a couple of Sheridan High School students that are here to talk a little bit about golf. Guys, thank you for taking the time here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into it. Abigail and Braden, you are each individually invited to represent Wyoming on the United States competition team to compete in the Down Under Sports Games. What exactly is the Down Under Sports Games for those of us that may not have heard of it before?
So Down Under Sports is an international sporting competition for high school athletes around the world. It was established 30 years ago, and it ranges from golf, football, cross country, track and field, basketball, and volleyball. Over 1,000 athletes can compete in all sports each year.
Okay, it's very cool that you guys have been accepted to this. How strange is it, or how abnormal is it that siblings are both picked to compete in this at the same time?
It's really cool because my sister got it first, and we were all really happy for her. Then about a month later, I got my letter. And it's just really nice to be going with a sibling and have someone to hang out with while you're down there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you don't know the answer to this, but I'm guessing there probably hasn't been too many brother sister siblings that have been playing in the event at the same time. That's pretty neat. Let's talk with Braden for a moment. Braden, how long have you been golfing?
I've been golfing probably since I was about 5 years old.
Okay. And was it your parents the first ones who took you out on the course?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, because we know, and I'm just going to fill people in here. If I have this right, your mother, Jennifer James, is a two-time Montana State University Hall of Fame golfer, and your father, Brian James, who's also with you guys there in the room, is currently head golf professional at Kendrick Golf Club and a 30-year PGA member. Do I have all that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're definitely a golfing family.
Yeah, it sounds like you come from a family of golf. And so playing since you were five, I'm guessing this is a sport that you've grown to love.
Yeah, my favorite sport, definitely.
Absolutely. So pretty cool that you're heading down here. We're going to jump in here with Abigail now. Abigail, I'll ask you kind of the same questions. How long have you been participating in the sport of golf?
I started getting very serious about it my sophomore year of high school, the last spring.
Okay, so you've been golfing. Have you been golfing longer than that, or is that when you just decided I'm going to pick this up and roll with it?
I golfed a little bit before that when I was younger, but I never really picked it up till last year.
So tell us what exactly is entailed in picking people to play in this Down Under sports thing. How did you guys get selected or get invited to the team?
So the people at Down Under Sports have a junior college committee, sort of, who they help and take our state golf scores, and they pick you upon that.
Okay, so you've been playing golf for 1 year, and your scores are so much better than everyone else's already. You'd have to think that might have a little to do with the bloodline.
A little bit.
Well, it's awesome that you guys are headed down there to play. Have either of you ever been to Australia?
No.
No.
Looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Excellent. Okay, so, one thing I want to add in here, your father, Brian, he's in the room as well. Brian, go ahead and jump on a question for you with the kids. Now, being such an avid golfer as yourself, growing up, did you just kind of jump in and say, kids, you guys are going to learn golf, or did they on their own kind of pick up a club and take interest?
You know, that's a great question, because most people would assume that a golf pro and a Hall of Fame mother's kids would have been pushed to play golf at a young age. But these two can tell you that we gave them the opportunity and we talked to them about it, but we let them decide on their own. And that's why Abigail didn't really start at a younger age. It took her a little while to come around to learn how great golf is. And, and so we let them just decide on their own. And now all of a sudden they're both fanatical about it, like their mother and I grew up. And we're really proud of them, and we're looking forward to their trip for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely exciting news, to say the least. And you know, I like what you said about, you know, letting them choose to decide whether or not they wanted to sort of follow in your footsteps and take on golf. Because a lot of times you hear stories of, you know, the parents will push the kids into it, and by the time the kids are in high school, they kind of hate the sport. So you've...
Yeah, we've lived our life watching those stories, and so we took a different path, and these two have turned out pretty well, deciding what to do on their own.
Absolutely. That's excellent. All right, we'll bring Braden back in. Braden, kind of talk about golf, where you are, what's your handicap, what is your average scores when you go out on the golf course?
Yeah, so usually when I go play, well, recently I've just been shooting in the 70s, a little around even par. My handicap right now is a 7.
That's impressive. When I shoot 70s, it's on 9 holes. It's never for a full 18. And for you, Abigail, tell us the same thing. What is kind of your average shot? What's your handicap?
My average is usually mid to high 90s, and I have an 18 handicap.
What are you looking forward to most when you head down to Australia for this?
I think definitely like seeing the sights and the kangaroos down there.
All right, Braden, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm definitely looking forward to the different culture and like seeing all the different sightseeing areas that you can go to.
Absolutely. And what was I watching? A movie called Wedding Crashers, when he says one of the weirdest things is when you see the toilet flush in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Something else to look forward to when you head to Australia. So when exactly are you guys heading down there? When is the competition?
So the competition is July 5th through the 14th. And I think there's 5 days of competition. And then we get a few days to go sightseeing and look at some cool stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, is there a spot online somewhere people can follow here locally to kind of see where you guys are scoring each day, that sort of thing?
You know, they haven't put that out yet, and so we don't know. But what their mother's going to do is try to set something up so she can post it and people can follow it locally, especially the people that help them and donate to their trip fund.
And how does that work with the trip fund? Are you still taking donations?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and if people want to donate for that, how can they go about that?
So we have a couple different ways. So we're doing a raffle, first of all. And so the first place, you can win a Scotty Cameron Berta putter, a 6 dozen Titleist Pro V1 golf ball, a Titleist stand bag, and a Titleist Performance cap and visor. We're also selling Down Under t-shirts, and they're $25 a piece, and you can contact us and we'll get those to you. There should be a link.
Talking with Braden James, Abigail James, and Brian James as well, as they are heading to the Down Under Sports down in Australia this summer to play some golf. Guys, I want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you.